It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We're playing the biggest Aussie hits at night going right around the country. An exciting Perth duo, Scarlet's Way, they've returned with a brand new country banger. I can't wait to play this one. It's called Tell Me It's Over. And I'm catching up with Katie on the lead vocals and Shane on the guitar right now. Guys, thanks for coming on and having a chat with Ozmade.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Now, how cool is this song to be coming out of everything that's going on in the world at the moment? This massive big country banger. You've got to be pretty stoked with new music.
Yeah, we're stoked to finally have it out. We wrote it over a year ago and recorded it a year ago, and then we're just kind of waiting for the perfect time to put it out there. It just never came, so we were just like, oh, we'll just chuck it out there and hope for the best.
And how are you feeling the reception for it?
When you write a tune and put it out into the world, it's kind of tough. You sort of give everything you've got and then you set it free like a butterfly and hope that it gets somewhere nice. It's always cool when someone goes on Facebook and messages and tells they like the tune. Sick. Or when we get to talk to people. Apart from that, we just hope people are dancing around their lounge room and moshing around and having a good time. So.
Yeah, definitely. Even though there's a lot of cabbage moths around the world, I definitely think this one is getting along with a big, beautiful butterfly. We're really getting into it.
Sweet.
How did it come about for you guys? So obviously having written it a little while ago, what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it's funny. We figured that people would see the title of the song and figure it was about ISO, but it's not. It was a year ago, but I had this riff in my head for a few years and I never got to use it for anything. So I was sitting on the couch playing it and humming a melody, and Katie thought it was cool enough to write some lyrics to it. So that's sort of how the song was born. It came together pretty quickly as far as songwriting goes. We've tried the co-writing thing a couple of times and never had much success with it. We obviously co-write things together all the time, but we were in Nashville for quite a while and sort of met up with a couple of writers to check out this co-writing idea that they have.
Yeah.
And for some people it works really, really well, but some days it strikes and some days it just doesn't. And I hate the idea of having to have something.
Absolutely. And you guys with the country music scene, you mentioned Nashville, but you've done a heap of stuff when it comes to the Tamworth Country Music Festival and gigs all over the place. How are you finding this kind of shutdown at the moment?
That's the main thing that we're doing this original music thing for, is to actually get to a stage and play on it and see people enjoying our songs. Is like the best feeling in the world. So at the moment it's kind of a what do we do next kind of feeling. We've bought a van that we planned on touring with, so at the moment we're doing that up and we're hoping for the best. We're hoping Tamworth goes ahead, so we're starting to plan towards that. We'll see how that goes.
And what kind of van did you buy?
It's a little Volkswagen Caddy.
Oh, sick. Yeah, very cute.
Bought a disco ball for the back of it. So
yes,
we're
I can
really
imagine. Got to have the shag carpet going from the bottom up the walls and up around the roof.
For sure.
And going through the roof is your career at the moment, guys. Like, Scarlet's Way is just going from strength to strength. You actually just picked up an award as well for Independent Group of the Year.
That was unreal. It's funny with awards, and like, because we're obviously musicians full time, so we do a lot of gigs over here and play, but most of the time spent in Western Australia is doing the cover thing and getting paid and then hit the road to do the Scarlet's Way thing. So it was nice to have the West Australian Country Music Association sort of recognise that we were doing a bit of stuff and invited us out to play their festival and then awarded us Independent Group of the Year. So we were stoked that someone over here noticed that we're around.
Things are kind of, for you guys over there, opening up a little bit more and things, but what are we looking forward to once the van's kind of pimped out as well? What are we doing?
Hopefully, the last lot of restrictions, when they get lifted, our band shows will come back. We'll be doing a lot of duo stuff over here for sort of smaller venues, but we do have a pretty cool Saturday night gig at one of the big clubs that we're hoping to get back off the ground so we start doing some more band gigs. There's a heap lined up for Tamworth, and so we just hope that the festival goes ahead and we've got the band coming across with us, so hopefully we can get on the road and enjoy that.
While this was happening, we're just like, oh, we should probably take this time to try and write an album. We've written a few songs, so that's the goal for the rest of the year. We've actually started recording a few more. We'll push towards that as well.
Oh, that's so good, guys. We're going to light everyone's night up tonight by playing your brand new one. I really appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat with me. We're loving the brand new one from Scarlet's Way. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Shane and Katie from Scarlet's Way.
And this is our brand new single, Tell Me It's Over.